High command, this is Mars Base 3. High command, this is Mars Base 3. High command, this is Mars Base 3. Over. We've lost contact again, Commander.
Try it on microwave.
Sir, there's another signal. This is Mars Base 3. It's for you, Commander.
Plug in the speaker.
Oh, ye who are gathered here in the darkness, do you imagine that you are here to witness naught but an hour of flickering fictions? Do you imagine that your lives are not in jeopardy at this very moment? This is the empty house of your soul!
What?
Yeah, no, it's true.
Lost Discs Radio!
Let's get this over with.
You can sort of tell that it's top of the hour suddenly. Yeah, right. Top of the hour. Getting to be late October. Suddenly. Right? Hey, this is Jimmy Knight. Yeah, Jimmy Knight suddenly sitting in with you. Tonight, right? Dr. Doc Brown sitting on the shot of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now look, folks. On the line out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Joe Stacks.
Greetings, fellow workers.
See that? You see that? Joe Stacks, back where he ought to be, working for us tonight. Joe, you're working for us tonight. All right?
Yeah, I'm not working for the man.
Yeah, not working for the man, man.
Stick it to the man, man.
All right, so anyway, that's an in-reference, but never the mind there. Listen, Chesty is a wild card here, I think. I think she'll be around in a few, but we'll have to just see, right? She's been needing to catch up on her sleep, okay? So let's just see if she rouses herself. Yeah, right. Hey, there go the Jades, folks, on top of the hour and Lost Discs. And yes, all I know is this, Doc, we just have to make a mention of the fact that it really is 20 years now.
Wow.
We've been behind these mics. We've been spinning these platters on these turntables.
It's right? Insane.
Joe, I don't know how we got to 20 years, and you've been really around since the beginning, man. You started out like on, what, show number 11 or 12 or something.
I started pretty early, checking in, even remotely back then, when the show wasn't exactly live.
Yeah, yeah. Those first year or so there, we would
wait. So live 365 wasn't really live.
Yeah, we were on live 365. That's right. We really started on there in June of 2001, man. But then we moved over to WBCQ August 29th. 2001 was our first broadcast that Friday night at 7 p.m., the old time slot right before Alan Wiener Worldwide, right? And so here we are having a Halloweener sort of special, for lack of a better of anything else. I mean, nothing special about it being 20 years. I'm just saying it's 20 years, right? But we're really doing is we're hunkering down on the focus that it's October. We love October. We got a bunch of records out of our collection that have sort of an October or Halloweener-ish vibe, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Some of our best, most important memories and shows came in October.
Oh, definitely. Like the 2004 Sox.
Yes, the Fenway Frank show.
All right. So, all right. He's right, folks. It's going to be a wild ride for the next hour or so. And it's kicking off with one of my favorite records. It's, man, an out-of-sight group called the Seventh Court. Joe, real quick, where are the Seventh Court out of? What was their deal?
Okay, not a lot known about these guys. I mean, they're on the very small Profonics label, which Profonics was from Michigan. So I'm guessing they're a Michigan band. And, I mean, Profonics only put out something like four singles in it over a couple of years in 66, 67.
Yeah.
And only one by the Seventh Court.
It's going to be the One-Eyed Witch. Exclusively on Lost Discs. So you go and see the one-eyed witch. You know you got a sickness, but you don't know which. So you go and you see the one-eyed witch. She says you're not well, but you're filthy rich. That's the one from the Mission Gardens. That's how to go outside the garden. Hey! Son, you've been eating too much. Your brother ran away with a Midas touch. She says, my son, you've been eating too much. Your brother ran away with a Midas touch. Give away your money, it's a horrible crutch. That's the one from the Mr. Goblins. That's how they go outside the bathroom. Back on the eyes. She's got a cousin who's just your size. Let her take away your back on the eyes. She's got a cousin who's just your size. Need your collagen matches ties. That's the word from the Mission Goblins. That's how the goblins solve the problems. Says the witch as you leave in a panic. What's the meaning of this very strange attic? Come back, says the witch as you leave in a panic. What's the meaning of this very strange attic? You left a footprint in the Vatican rabbit. That's the word from the witch and goblins. That's how the goblins solve the problem. Hey!
A series of ifs. If the girl had danced with her boyfriend instead of the other boy, and they had stayed later. If the two of them hadn't parted to kiss and make up. But that is not what happened. And fate and history never deal in ifs.
Well, the woman I love is the devil's queen. And I call her little evil, cause she's so doggone mean. She only wants to hurt me and make me feel sad. And sometimes I wonder just what is making a little evil be bad. Well, little evil, well, you do so wrong. I don't know what it is about her that I love, but I can't leave her alone. But she treats me so bad, I don't think it's fair. And I'd leave her in a minute, oh, but somehow I don't think she'd care. But she never treats me where she should. And I wish there was something I could do to make good. Well, little evil, well, she do me so wrong. Treats me the way she should, and I wish there was something I could do to make little evil be good.
Little evil be good.
Well, little evil, well, you do me so wrong.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Here we go.
The night was black, rain falling down. Looked for my baby, she was nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. Well, I looked at the sea, it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. My heart cried out, she's mine, you see. Come save your baby from an endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her all alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran through the shore. That's why my baby's gone forevermore. Well, I looked at the sea, it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. My heart cried out, she's mine, you see. Come save your baby from an endless sleep. Dove in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my baby, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. Well, I looked at the sea, it seemed to say, I took you, baby, from you away. My heart cried out, she's mine, you see. Come save your baby from an endless sleep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Well, we do it. Listen, that's one of two songs that we try to play every October. And we try to give you a different version. That, of course, is a cover of Endless Sleep, the famous old Jody Reynolds tune from 1958, right, was the original. On the creepy Demon record label, by the way. I still can't get over that. But I had that record when I was a kid. You see what it did to me? I mean, like a little kid. Like I'm like 4 years old. I'm listening to Endless Sleep on the Demon label by Jody Reynolds. Look, you see what it did to me, Doc? I'm asking you.
Explains a lot.
Okay, so that was the Nashville Rejects. Right? See what it did to them. Mm. Right? And that was on the Cheshire label. And before that, man. Okay, so before that, it was Stan D. So we got a little sort of a country-flavored frad thing going on here. Right, that was on the Country Showcase America label, jeez, with Little Evil, right? Doing, you know, sort of like copping that early 70s Elvis feeling there, Joe?
Right here. With Stan D, I mean, not a lot to tell you about him. He had a fairly limited career, released about half a dozen singles, including Little Evil, flipped with Ring of Fire, his last single, for that Country Showcase America label. But his recording career ran from 71 to 74 with them.
No kidding. All right. But, you know, if you sound like Elvis like that, somebody's bound to play you on the radio in the early 70s. But anyways, okay, so Nashville Rejects, come on. These are just some guys in their garage or in their basement, yes?
Most likely. I mean, there's not – I couldn't find any pin anything down on a vintage on this or these guys. There are a couple of bands currently using that moniker. There's one in the UK and another one in Kentucky playing under the name Nashville Rejects.
Very, very interesting. Okay.
All right. It would probably be a common thing, you know, like if you go to Nashville and you don't make it, then you just call yourself the Nashville Rejects and you play your local town.
They're the second string guys. Right. You know? All right, so... We got another phone patch hooked up, we think, and we got a special phone call in, believe it or not, from our buddy Brad at Grits Radio. Brad, are you on the line?
Yeah, we're on the line. Valerie and I are here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The system works.
After 20 years, the system is you know, so
loud and clear.
Okay, Brad, what's going on, Brad?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you great, man. Stop talking.
Awesome. Well, you know, congratulations on 20 years.
Yeah.
Really, it's a milestone. You guys have a great show. Always entertaining, and she is. I wish you would make them all available to everyone. I mean, the whole history of everything, you know, on... archive.org, that would be very cool.
Yeah, well, we do have a presence online. You know, we have a lot of our shows at our website, lostdiscsradio.com. But you're right, there's a little archive going over there. We need to get a link on our website to that the archive that Cosmic Debris has lovingly added to the archive that you speak of there, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he likes to save everything like that.
And yes, there is a place online where you could go all the way back and hear our very first show and every single show in succession, straight through to the very one that we're doing tonight. Yes.
Wow.
And that is thanks completely to Larry Will, a.k.a. Cosmic Debris of Lumpy Gravy Radio Show, who we owe a big debt to. For all the years of his support and his inspiration and vice versa and all that kind of stuff, right? So it's always, he's a great creative partner to work with from a distance and, you know, just such a great guy for the radio community in general. And Jane, too. Good, big shout out to Jane as well down there in Mount Airy, Maryland.
That's right. Wouldn't be possible without him.
I say, hey, Val, how's it doing, Val?
I'm doing great. Everything sounds good over there. I hope Jesse has gotten enough sleep and is feeling on top of the world.
Yeah, she's on the microphone and sounding spry. So,
okay,
okay, gang. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great one, you guys. We'll talk soon.
All right, definitely. Okay, there go Brad and Val of Grits Radio, which of course you hear 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Area 51, right here, 6160 kilohertz on your shortwave for the shortwave experience. All right, now let's just kind of keep it moving, Doc, because this next record is really for you.
Oh, nice.
And it's only because you remember earlier this year, you kind of discovered a record by a group called The Detergents.
Yes.
And it was 007.
Yes.
Which was the second of their... two charting records. They also did a parody of Leader of the Pack called Leader of the Laundromat, right?
Yep.
That's another story, right? So they had two charting records. Come to find out, they had like five records on the Roulette label, so three more that didn't chart, plus another two records on the Cap label that did not chart. They had a lot of material. There's got to be a compilation album of their stuff out there. So at any rate, I didn't realize we have a third Detergents record in our collection. It's one on the Cap label, and it was filed in the Halloween box because it's called Igor's Cellar.
Oh.
Right? So here you go. I thought you might appreciate this one tonight, folks. I guess it's sort of an exclusive novelty thing here on Lost Discs. Wait.
Hey, Danny, what was that?
Would you believe that's a giant frog?
Nah, I find that hard to believe.
Would you believe it's a toad?
I'm sorry, I can't believe that either.
How about an enchanting prince?
That I believe.
What's going on every night down in Igor's cellar? What's a big attraction going on down there each night?
Go to your neighborhood movie and see Frankenstein, starring Boris Karloff in a chiller diller that is guaranteed to make your end stand on hair. That is, to make your end stand up.
Lost Discs Radio.
You can't hear it, but I can.
That!
Old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Man, I got those fingers up and down my spine. The same, oh, it's grab when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down and down and down I go. Around and around and around I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm all aflame. I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss, 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 kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for. Hey, you're the mate, the one, the chick, the thing that I was just created for. And every time your lips meet mine. Down I go, round I go, like the leaf that's caught the tide. Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and it drives me insane. I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss, your kiss, your kiss, your kiss, you gotta put out the fire. You're the love, the lover that I'm waiting for. You're the one, you're the mate that I was created for. And every time your lips meet mine, well, down and down and down I go, round and round and round I go, in a spin. Man, and I dig that spin, I'm in. Fumba like a chumba, oh, black magic caller. You're a dirty robber, oh, black magic caller. Hoo-ha, stay in the car, oh, black magic caller. You four men go that way, the rest of you come with me. Under that old black magic, oh, oh, oh,
oh. Lost it.
Did Slice open anyone interesting today? I know I did. You'll be wanting a new janitor, by the way.
Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio!
Everything that's fun is against the law.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
One else can hear.
You can hide down in the alley with your hat pulled over your eye. You can wear a wig, a mustache, or any old disguise. Well, you can change your name and your address, even change your style of clothes. But the stop your driver and you messing around. Cause I know what you're putting, baby, long before you put it down. You better mind your P's and Q's and your M's and N's and O's, because the
shadow knows. The shadow knows.
Lost Discs Radio. Lost Discs Radio. Instant replay.
Holy Halloween, Jan.
Well, you can hide back in the alley with your hat pulled over your eyes. You can wear a wig or mustache or any old disguise. Can change your name and address, even change your style of clothes. But the shadow knows, the shadow knows. Well, you thought you had me baffled, you thought I didn't know, but I know where you're going, baby, long before you go. You can't even snap your fingers or wiggle your toes, because the shadow knows, the shadow
and groove. See, that's the old tongue and groove out of San Fran circa 68. Okay, yes, tongue and groove. I'm just saying things. That's the name of the group, and all right, we'll come back to that. See, before that, the Coasters. Well, now, the shadow knows, right? Because the Coasters, that's the original. That was a Lieber Stoller written song, right, who wrote most of the Coasters material. So the Coasters had it originally circa 1960 or 61, a non-charting record for the Coasters, right, surprisingly. But there they were on the ATCO label with The Shadow Knows and then Tongue and Groove covering the Coasters, right, with The Shadow Knows on the Fontana label. Yes, we'll come back to that. All right, so, and then right before the Coasters, it was a group covering the Coasters as well, right? The Paramounts. Yeah, the Paramounts was in there with, their version of Poison Ivy, right? Poison Ivy on the Liverpool Sound record label. We've got to get to the bottom of that. Hang on, Joe. And because right before that Man Off the Decca label, we went all the way back to 1957 for, well, tell him, Chesty, who was that?
That was Sammy Davis Jr.
Wait, get on the microphone and say
that was Sammy Davis Jr.
So we had a little trivia contest going here about who was that here in the studio, and Jesse, at the same time I was about to say it, said Sammy Davis Jr., but I was under the impression it was Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis Jr.
Right, right. So, kudos to, you know, Billy Crystal there.
Yeah, it was like, it doesn't really sound like Sammy Davis Jr. Oh, you yeah, know what? That's yes. Billy Crystal
no.
doing Sammy Davis.
No, no, no. Okay, so that old Black Magic by Sammy Davis Jr., 1957, on the yes, we have the LP on the Decca label, hi-fi, right. Monophonic. All right, and so, yeah, we kicked it off with the Detergents out of 1965.
By the way, that was a very clean copy.
With Igor Seller. What? What was clean about what? What?
The Detergents. It was very clean.
Okay, my God. Oh, look, boy. We're wasting time. Joe, come on. Let Joe Stacks get on the case here. Now, come on, Joe. I am really curious about this record by the Paramounts doing Poison Ivy.
Okay, Paramounts were a... excuse me. They were definitely... British, and you know, they were part of the original kind of beat boom. They were never big players, you know, coming out after the Beatles, but their cover of Poison Ivy did chart in the UK on the Parlophone label, making it as high as number 35 in 1963.
Wow!
And no kidding. It's worth mentioning two members of the Paramounts were Gary Brooker and Robin Trower.
No, oh, you're killing me. Really?
And this is the group that would eventually become was the Procol Harum.
Wow. Oh, my.
Wow.
There. Joe, take the next week off. You just earned a vacation. That's amazing to find that out. How cool is that? Yeah, I picked up that record over the summer. I'm pretty sure we got that one down in Allentown, PA, down at old Double Decker Records. Don't know what you're missing. Okay, and then Tongue and Groove, of course. Joe, man, go ahead. Talk to us.
Okay, Tongue and Groove is an offshoot of the San Fran band, The Charlatans. They're the front man and piano player of Tongue and Groove had been the pianist in the Charlatans, a guy named Mike Ferguson. And it's interesting enough that to mention that the Charlatans never got to release an album. They recorded a bunch of stuff for the Cap label, that only a single ever came out. And that single, I believe, featured Mr. Ferguson himself doing the Charlatans version of The Shadow Knows.
Aha. It becomes curiouser and curiouser.
Yes, and then just to tie it up a little bit more, the female vocal you heard on that song in the background with Tongue and Groove was a woman named Lynn Hughes. When the Charlatans spent a summer in Nevada playing at a place called the Red Dog Saloon. They were the house band there. And Lynn Hughes was a waitress there, and she would occasionally get up and do a couple numbers with them. And she's on on a couple of the recordings they did for Cap. And then when Ferguson left the Charlatans, he called up Lynn Hughes and said, hey, you want to do a band? And they put out this album as Tongue and Groove. And then there was a follow-up that was essentially a Lynn Hughes album called Freeway Gypsy.
And then she just kind of disappeared after that. I was thinking she went on to something bigger, but I guess not. Huh.
No, it's too bad because great voice. I mean,
well, unfortunately, not featured in that particular track. So we're gonna have to come back and do more Tongue and Groove. And really feature Lynn Hughes, okay? But right now, Joe, really fantastic sleuthing as usual. Come on.
Hey, Joe.
Here,
hey, I think I'm even going to crack a beer in honor of
you. Too kind. Hey, I just want to throw in a thing about the Detergents.
Yeah, go for it.
Multiple labels, including Roulette, Cap, and Columbia, released singles by the Detergents. Roulette put out an album called The Many Faces of the Detergents. And one of the lead singer in the Detergents was a guy named Ron Dante, who would go on to be the voice of the Archies. Yes.
That's right. I forgot to thank you for mentioning that. And my God, these guys had a lot more material out than I realized. Okay, Joe, you sent over some special ale for tonight's festivities. And Doc is going to crack one open right now.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to hear it live on... Oh.
Yep, we're hearing it live, Joe.
Oh, it's live.
Wait, here, crack another one. Pass that over. All right, crack another one. All right, this time, all right. Let's get that on the mic. All right.
Well, I think
think I actually got it on the mic. I think it actually did. Ready?
Okay.
All right, ready? Three, two, one.
Yeah. See, it's got...
All right.
It's need a paper, cracking a need a paper brew with the reverb on there and everything else.
I need a paper towel.
Oh.
I'm off the mic. Say something.
What?
We need the detergents to keep things clean around here.
Yes, we need some detergent. You have any detergent?
So, all right. Can you hand one of those over to me now, please?
Oh, my goodness.
Doc just spilled a bunch of.
I didn't spill it. I cracked it open like you told me to, and it exploded a little bit.
Stop doing that! My God, what is that?
Well, you just handed me the paper towel.
He's rubbing the microphone with a paper towel.
Here, I'll dab it instead.
Oh my God, now. Okay. Good Lord. All right. There's only one way out of this. Chesty, are you having one of these beers, Chesty?
No.
Right, I'm gonna have a sip right here.
That's okay.
Live on the air. Okay. Let's keep the show moving. Oh God. All right then, Chesty. If you're not drinking, then you're working.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She's upstairs with Jimmy.
Why?
Well, they're going on a trip together.
All right, we've been on a lot of trips together, but tonight's trip involves a bluesy song for those of you who know and like the blues, and it's called Evil Woman.
Yes, I will. Carry off the breakfast, champagne every night. I want the midnight snack for every man that I invite. I sell him an evil game. Don't you mess around with me. So good luck, baby. I
A one-minute clip of the devil, folks. You don't believe in the devil? Well, here he is. I'll play it for you, right?
Listen, if you've gotten this far, where you're listening to this program on a regular basis, then you must already know that song, right? Not that version, of course, but you know that that's really by Arthur Brown, right? That was a big hit. That was like a top 10 hit for Arthur Brown, for the crazy world of Arthur Brown in 1968. This is obviously a disco remake by, well, somebody named Lizzie. Lizzie Mercier de Clos. So, probably some en français chick. Joe, I'm not even going to ask you. And then before that, now look, we did, and now, by the way, that was on the Buddha label circa 1977, 9, 78. And before that, we kicked it off there. Chesty's Chick Pickett was someone named Shirley on the Paula label. Also, 1968 there, by the way, with I'm an Evil Gal. Let's just leave it at that. That sure, on the Paula label was down out of Louisiana way, so probably a Southern, possibly, artist. Look, folks, we're going to be coming into our last set. Yes, we're going to be running a little bit past top of the hour. So, you know, I think after 20 years, we can steal a few extra minutes past top of the hour. And Cosmic Debris says, don't worry about it, man. You got it. All right, so check this out. Thanks, guys. Check this out. On the email, we didn't, Doc, we didn't even give out the email address. Go ahead.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
Wait, say it again, please.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Disc with a C.
You got to spell the word discs with the letter C. Remember, like, back in the 90s, we used to spell discs with a K? With a K? Okay, so anyway, check out this email. Check out this email that came in. Very beautiful. This came in just around right before we really went live at 10 o'clock. This is a guy that's been listening to us, he says, for 12 years. And he says, the 60s has always been my... This is a guy named Dave down in Maryland. Dave says... Where am I at? Dave says, the 60s has always been his favorite era for music, right? He's been listening to us here at Lost Discs since 2009. He's heard us on the internet feed in the following states: Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, West Virginia, North and South Carolina. He says, I think of you every time I pass New Haven on the Travel Plaza on I-95 in Connecticut.
Wow. That's near here.
It's a little creepy there, but...
Yeah.
He says he got a little shortwave radio, used to be stuck in the sunroof of his car, but now has been replaced by a much more robust ham radio mobile arrangement. And sometimes, he says, he listens to us over the air, over the shortwave, while he's driving.
Wow.
Late at night. You dig? And he says he's wishing us many more years on the air, if that is indeed what we wish to do. My goodness, that's Dave in Laurel, Maryland tonight. And we've heard him from Larry down in Wersitz, St. Paul, Minnesota. Hi, Larry. Thanks for coming in, listening. Always, he's been listening for a long time out of Minnesota. The guy, your host up in Ontario, got us tonight. Holy man. Shortwave's not going his way tonight. And good old Diana and Wayne down in Maryland. Of course, man, where would we be without them of the past decade or so? And good old William in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin tonight. All these people making the scene on the email action.
Whoa.
Dang. Now we're really going to run over top of the hour. But it's going to be worth it because here comes Joe. 20 years solid, straight, in a row. Are you with me? A different,
there, man.
Different version of Season of the Witch every time, all 20 years, including tonight. This is an exclusive. Are you ready? Good luck finding this one, folks. We have it on the actual 45 RPM for you tonight. Yeah. It's going to be the Neurotic Sheep.
When I look up my window, many sights to see. When I look in my window, many faces to be. That gets straight, so straight. Pick up.
so hot to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the wet. Must be the season of the wet, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. When I go, 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 when I go.
Nothing like a little backwards masking there to wake you up, huh?
That's right.
Born in the field, listen to the rocks when the wind blows crossing water. King on this can surely come.
Yeah.
Yes, you know it. Yes, you know it. You know who that is. You know who that was.
Yeah, everyone's clapping for him.
The Mothman.
Well, listen, that was the band, right? Yes, Levon Helm and the guys. The band right there with King Harvest has surely come, Doc. Certainly, you can tell by now.
Uh-huh.
Right? And yes, we're drinking Mothman IPAs. Black IPA, actually. Sent over by Joe Stacks. Man, this is delicious, Joe.
Hey, I'm glad you're liking it. It's a favorite of mine. Thanks to the fine folks at Greenbrier Valley Brewery for coming up with this this tribute to West Virginia's state cryptid.
No. No shit there, Joe. All right, well, look, we kicked off the set with a Neurotic Sheep on the Beau Fuzz record label with their cover of Donovan's Season of the Witch. Joe, real quick, man, come on, the Neurotic Sheep.
We are
all the way from Houston. They recorded this this single, their only one ever released, for the Baton Rouge-based Beau Fuzz label in 67.
Well, the hell you say, Joe. All right. Well, that's going to be about the hell of it. We went way over time, but too bad, man. I'm cashing in on 20 years strong here. Thanks to everybody. Hey, big shout out to a longtime loyal listener, JJJ Johnson.
Hey.
Right, who is in the Area 51 chat room tonight, just showing up for this very special occasion. And, well, hell, man. What can I tell you? Folks, we do have a website. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. Yes, you spell the word disc with a C. What's the matter with you? Okay.
You shouldn't even ask that question.
Well, what you really should do in your other spare time is get over to RockinRadio.com. See, we almost gave this up in 2008. And then there's this guy out in Los Angeles. No shit. This guy, Randy Tivins in Los Angeles, runs the Rockin' Radio podcast, and he calls me up. He says, you're not stopping your show. You're going to keep doing it. And if you're not going to be on shortwave radio with BCQ, you're at least going to be on my station over at rockinradio.com. I says, buddy, I do believe I'll have another big orange. Yes,
another big orange.
Sorry.
That must be some other mother.
Yeah, there you go. See what I tell you, Jay. Okay, look, we got to get out of here, man. Get over there. It is the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Tivins, along with the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, his brother from another mother, the electrophonic Bri Fi Phillips, and maybe Mark Brainerd with the deep album tracks. You never can tell. A little shifty. And they carry us over there. All right, good night, Doc.
Good night.
Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, and how do you do to Monty and Lance, two of the WLBC good guys?
Woo! You know it. Oh, and hey, good night, Weasley Steve. Wear it. We will continue in the after hours. If you're on the internet and you feel like sticking around, stick around. It's still going to be us.
Am I crying?
No.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if I was. I was moved.